Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The final hour of the Rob Brown Show starts right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to John Blau for taking the time, as he does every Monday, to join us here on the show. It is greatly appreciated. Thanks to you for being here. If you want to jump in on the radio broadcast, now's the time. The renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone is available at 844-FANFONE. That's 844-326-3663. You can shoot us a text at 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. 71307, start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We will read them on the air. You can tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. Tweet the great one, Lonzo, at Lonzo Onward. And you can tweet everyone at the station at the Fan Upstate, at the Fan Upstate. If you want to come at us in that direction, you are welcome to as well. Got a couple of things I want to get to here in the final hour of the show. I want to start with some NASCAR here on the show. I know, but the playoffs are ongoing. You know what? I'm going to read this text first, Lonzo. I'm going to read this text for our enjoyment and entertainment. Texter said, Rob, I must tell you that every grocery store is out of Duke's Mayo, to the point that I stole the little packages from the local gas station just to make it. I did buy gas, though, so I don't feel bad. First off, Texter, you have my explicit permission and blessings to do so.
No, don't be stealing stuff, man. And don't listen to him, because now you're an accessory. Way to go. I'm distancing myself from this. So when you get in trouble and you say Rob Brown said it was okay, I just want to, on tape or digital or however it's being recorded right now, that Lonzo does not agree with that. By the way, a bunch of stores were out of ketchup yesterday, too. Whoop-de-doo.
You're telling me you've never gone to a fast food joint and just grabbed a handful of ketchup packets? That's never happened?
If you made a purchase, then you're allowed to do that.
He did purchase. He purchased gas.
That's not. That's he purchased gasolina. He didn't buy food. You got to buy food.
Texter.
And if you're so desperate for that kind of mayonnaise, there's a 12-step program out there and you need help.
No, you don't. I mean, you do. You need more Dukes.
No, you need help.
For sure.
Quit trying to manufacture. Oh, it was Dukes that was out. Ketchup was out, dude. There are a lot of condiments that are out. There's a condiment shortage and it has nothing to do with what brand it is. Go away and take your cult with you.
I mean, they're out of Dukes for a reason. Duke's Mayo, the official mayo.
Go make your own mayonnaise. And no, it's not. Just go boil some eggs. Good luck finding those, too, though.
I saw a bunch of eggs. I didn't see any Duke's Mayo. He's not wrong. He's got a point. The Duke's is out.
Why? So right? That's not the first thing that you replenished in your refrigerator, Rob Brown? You went out and got, I don't care if I got eggs. Don't care if I have meat. I want to have the Duke's mayonnaise.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I haven't eaten an at-home meal since the power came back on. I'm so pathetic. Hey, speaking of at-home meals, the wife, great one, she tells me last night, she goes, hey, I have a surprise for you. And I said, what's that? And she goes, I am going to make you some red beans and rice for the Saints game tomorrow. Now, for those of you not of New Orleanian culture, which I assume is most of you, red beans and rice day is Monday. You make a big old pot of red beans and rice on Monday, and that way you have leftovers for the rest of the week, right? Monday is red beans and rice day. And my New Orleans Saints take on Lonzo's Kansas City Chiefs this evening live at Arrowhead Stadium for a little Monday night football. She said, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to make you some red beans and rice for the Saints game on Monday. And I said, that is very nice and a very pleasant surprise. What made you decide to do that?
You're going to lose tonight. And so she wanted to make you feel better because of what's about to happen this evening. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's not how the story went.
No, that's exactly how the story went. She said, because I saw how upset you were when you lost to Atlanta last week, and I know tomorrow's going to be worse. And I said, well, you know ball.
No, she knows you. I will check scores on games that I just could care less about because I'm worried about how someone's going to be the next day. So I know how to prepare for the show.
I am
emotional, and you need to stop it.
Ouch, but yes. Ouch, but correct. I am emotional. Let me be real clear about this. I am a dude that does my best. You've heard the 24-hour rule? You've heard of the 24-hour rule? Like, Alabama's made a big deal out of this over the years. You got 24 hours to celebrate a win. You got 24 hours to get over a loss. And then it's back to work. I, as a fan, subscribe to the 24-hour rule. I will be happy about a win. I will be mad about a loss for 24 hours. After 24 hours, I'm over it. All right, it's time to move on. You got a new game ahead of you. You got a new game ahead of you, and then we're on to the next one. Unless there is a difference. There is a difference between we got beat and we sucked. There is a difference between the other team played better football than us and we stank up the joint. Now, if the Saints lose, when the Saints lose to the Chiefs tonight, all right? And we probably will because
it's not a guarantee. I mean, the Chiefs are undefeated, but they could lose because of how they play.
You're undefeated, and I believe you won by a total of 4 points cumulatively. Yeah,
but that's on par for last year and probably the last 5 years. I don't know.
When the Saints inevitably lose to the Chiefs tonight because it will 100% depend on how we lose to the Chiefs. If the Chiefs are, and they are, just the better team, okay. You lost to the prohibitive odds-on favorite to attend the Super Bowl out of the AFC. You lost to the prohibitive odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. You lost to a team that is on its way, potentially, to a three-peat. That happens, all right? Losing games, whatever. Where I will lose my mind in this game. Where I will lose my mind in this game. Will 100% be if we do like we did against Atlanta and just shoot ourselves in the foot over and over.
See, here's the thing. If I were like you, I would probably be in an institution right now being a Kansas City fan. Because there is no way. I mean, if I ride a wave of emotion, it's scoring back and forth into the fourth quarter almost every single game. Like, it's not a joke. The last drive almost always decides who's going to win the game with them. If I was overly emotional, which I used to be, but I have calmed down as I've gotten older or learned that I can't make myself sick over this and be a fan of this team. If I was like that, I'd be having some problems right now because my wife is still like that. She's like, why are you not? I'm like, we'll find out in the fourth quarter what's going to happen.
Because you're 4-0.
Yeah.
All right, I will take this.
Remember the start? I think it was last year where they had the really bad start, and then they came back, and they got destroyed by the Raiders, and then they came back and won the Super Bowl.
But that's because your team got better week by week.
That was Christmas when they got destroyed by the Raiders.
They did.
Yeah.
But also, you were really good at that point, right? So my thing here is I will take a 4-0 where we are 4-0 and every game's ugly and we make a bunch of mistakes, but we keep gutting out wins over a 2-2 of any sort, obviously, because that's how numbers work. What I will say here is we're 2-2, and we had two of the most impressive New Orleans Saints games of all time, 47 against Carolina, 35 in the first half, 41 against Dallas, and we pulled off the accelerator in the fourth quarter, and then we turn around and we ugly lose to a Philadelphia team that turned around and got punched in the rocks by Tampa the next week. And then we go to Atlanta and lose a game where the offense just entirely fell apart. By the way, noted Atlanta Falcons fan Brandon in the chat says, good luck against the Zebras tonight, Rob.
You ignoring the other one?
Yes.
The one above it?
Yes.
Why are you ignoring that one?
Because I don't care about him.
Yeah. Oh.
As a person.
Dude.
He's a bad person.
Wow.
It's my little brother who has awarded Lonzo the win. I don't know what the win is here. Like, what argument did you win?
Life, I guess.
Oh, okay. That's why.
I don't know. I'm just taking a guess at it. I don't know.
If we lose the game, we lose the game. If we lose the game because we get outplayed by the Kansas City Chiefs, it's one thing. If we lose the game because we slam the door on our own junk, that's a different argument.
You are not unusual in your emotional attachment to your teams. That's how most people are. So it's not like, oh, I can't. Rob's going to be upset. His team got. That's how a lot of people are. It really is. I don't know that I'm a complete anomaly when it comes to that. I think I'm just chill.
You're 4-0 when you just won the Super Bowl. Of course you're chill.
Twice.
Of course. Double of course you're chill. Of course you're chill. Times two.
Well, here's the other thing. We're the villains now.
So, you absolutely are.
So we're the villains now.
You absolutely are.
And
you're the Patriots now. You're the Patriots now.
Well, I hope they win that many Super Bowls or more. I'd be fine with that. But I'm okay with being the villain. I'm the bad guy all the time. I can handle it. Heels have more fun.
Oh, for sure. I embrace being the bad guy when I can be the bad guy. I am just going to say there is a difference between losing the game and beating yourself. And those two can coincide. You can play a crap game and also the other team plays real well. You can play a crap game and give the game away. You can play a crap game and win. Again, if I played four crap games and we were 4-0, cool. We're a team that guts it out. We're gritty, baby. That'd be great. I'd ride that horse till it dies. Problem is, and it wouldn't be so bad, because I came into the year saying, the Saints are going to suck. And then they did the most Saints thing ever. Great one. They scored 88 points in two games and then sucked. You know what I mean? Like, if we were 2-2 in the first two games, like, you scraped out a win against Carolina, you scraped out a win against Dallas, then you got beat by Philly and Atlanta, you'd be like, all right, that's pretty good at 2-2. But I came into this year thinking, we are going to suck this year, and then we put 88, and I don't care if you put 88 against the Browns and the Jags, you put 88 on the board in two games, and you're going, still, damn, we got something going.
Still the NFL. It's where the best play. I just want to say that I hope Brandon is happy tomorrow. So he's one of these guys who believes that the referees get preferential treatment.
That's a lot of those guys.
Yeah, so I hope you're happy tomorrow. I hope you come in and say, see? I hope you get to say that several times. I hope several times, in your eyes, the refs help Kansas City win the game. I mean, just for you, I want Kansas City to win tonight because of the referees.
Mahomes has more interceptions called back by penalties than any quarterback ever.
Mm-hmm.
Including
I don't know if it's ever.
It's ever.
Is it ever?
It's ever.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know if that's a kept stat.
It is. I'll go look it up for sure.
Even I thought Brett Favre was still the leader in interceptions all time.
Let's see.
You were really certain. Now you're looking it up. Is this just because you want to be right?
So here's since 2000. Actually, since 2000. All right, so it must have been in some more recent number. Since 2000. Hmm. This is as of 2 months ago. So this, you know what? This does, it is, because if you include Mahomes, who I think has four this year, That's actually sets the record. Before this season started, the leader was Aaron Rodgers with 18, Breeze with 17, Brady 16, Roethlisberger 16, Mahomes 16, Rivers 14, Favre 12, Cutler 10, Stafford 10, Burrow 9, Allen 8, Wilson 7, Cousins 7, Prescott 6, Murray 6.
Where was Brady in there?
16. Tied for third with Ben Roethlisberger and Patrick Mahomes.
So this is another case where Mahomes is already better than him.
Yes, he is better at having interceptions called back by penalties. Somebody make the damn ring.
Take that punk, get out of the booth.
With this year, Patrick Mahomes now has the lead since the year 2000 for most interceptions called back by penalty. Also, the highest percentage of passing attempts called back by penalty at 31%.
Yeah, but listen, New Orleans should win this game tonight because Kansas City doesn't have a receiver. You've been saying that they should trade for a receiver all week.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I mean, you know.
The fact that the spread in this game is 5.5 is because of that. Otherwise, it would be a 7.5-point spread. It is, to me, 3 points impacted by the fact that Rashee Rice is out.
How good are your defenders against the pass?
Which ones are we talking about? The ones that played weeks 1 and 2 or the ones who played weeks 3 and 4?
Yes.
Because the ones who played weeks 1 and 2, without Rashee Rice, Xavier will pop a big one somewhere. And Mahomes would have an average game. The ones that played Jalen Hurts and allowed him to dice us up, Mahomes is going to throw for 700 yards tonight.
Are they going to triple team Travis Kelce? Is that what they're going to do?
I'll tell you what I do every time I play Travis Kelce. I put my strong side linebacker on him and I go hit 87 in the face every snap. I want Kelce removed from the passing attack tonight. I want him hit in the face every time he comes off the ball.
Did you see who had a resurgence since coming back to Kansas City?
Every wide receiver who comes back to Kansas City?
Well, I'm talking about a running back this time. But this running back is Kareem Hunt, who also catches pretty good out of the backfield.
Kareem Hunt was going to sign with New Orleans, failed a physical, and then got released by the Saints. Yeah.
Wow.
He was there in the offseason. They had a contract drawn up for him to sign. He showed up overweight, out of shape, and failed the physical, and the Saints cut him. He was not happy about it. So if you got Kareem Hunt on the fantasy team, might be a night to play him.
I wasn't aware of the cutting.
Oh yeah. Well, they didn't cut him because they never signed him. But yeah, Kareem Hunt was going to be a Saint, and then failed the physical.
Why they don't want me? And now
he's don't he want me, man?
And now they're gonna pay for it.
All right, I'm going.
Kansas City's defense pretty good.
It is. Yeah. It is. It is. So again, do I get the Saints offense that hung 41 on Dallas with a full healthy defense? Or do I get the Saints defense that struggled to get 2 touchdowns against Atlanta? Because it's whichever one you, if the Saints offense that showed up and hung 41 on Dallas shows up, we got ourselves a gosh dang football game. If the Saints defense that struggled to move on Atlanta shows up, we got ourselves a gosh dang problem.
All right. It's going to be 14-14 with 35 seconds left in the game. Kansas City drives it down and gets a Harrison Butker long field goal to win the game. There we go.
Yeah, I swear to you, if I lose...
Which is like every single game.
If I lose another game on a stupid-ass walk... Because you know what's going to happen? Same thing last week. We're going to give a dumb pass interference penalty with 30 seconds left.
And, of course, the Chiefs will get the benefit because because the refs are on their side.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Like we're not bad enough at that already. Now you get the help? Great. Great. Yes. I fully plan on coming in and doing the show tomorrow, very upset. Not just that we L'd, but that I'm going to stay my ass awake to watch us L. We're going to L all over the place, and I'm going to stay up late to watch it. I'm not excited. I'm very...
Through the third quarter, and I'll watch the fourth quarter in the morning.
What if it's like 24-24 going into the fourth?
Dude, it's almost every game. I mean, I'm just going to go to sleep, okay? And I'm going to get up. And if we lose, we lose. If not, I know it's going to be on the last drive. That's just how it works.
James said it'll be 7:13 and the ref will be blinded by the light somewhere in the final 2 minutes.
Where's this game being played
it
at?
It has been written. Arrowhead.
Okay. Yeah, Arrowhead. Those lights are brighter there.
Very bright. The lights shine bright in Kansas City, Missouri. No, I'm not excited. I'm going to stay up late. And I want you to know, here's the worst part. I am going to stress eat 15 pounds of red beans and rice tonight, because that's the only way I'm going to cope.
Oh, man.
Extra hot sauce.
It's going to smell in here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, if I go, Zoe, I got to go to break, you'll know why. It's a combination of the beans and
that never happens.
The beans and the New Orleans Saints-caused indigestion that I will be suffering for the next 24 hours. All right, let's talk about not football, because I'm over it, when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I am going to take you down the NASCAR path here for just a minute. Was going to a minute ago, but...
Why wouldn't you say road? I mean, because
I don't know. Well, they don't really technically race on a road.
Sure. Road course?
They race on a track.
This was not a road course, but they do race on the road.
Okay, they do race on roads occasionally. You're not... Okay, that's fair. I'm going to take you down the... I'm going to take you around the NASCAR track here for just a minute. Yesterday... It's good work. They don't call him the best and the best color man in the business for nothing, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome.
So race yesterday took place at Talladega, Alabama. It's one of my favorite tracks.
Boogity boogity.
Let's go racing, boys. One of my favorite tracks is Talladega, as they say down in Talladega. I love me some Talladega. And one of the reasons I like Talladega is because it is just sheer chaos and pandemonium. Well, yesterday...
By the way, I've seen the thing where all those cars are right together going around. That's amazing...
For a while, they were four wide, five deep.
I just got to say, I'm getting frustrated after a while. If I'm right in the middle...
I want you to know, you just unintentionally stumbled onto what we're about to talk about.
I mean, that's what's, okay? I know.
You just unintentionally stumbled upon what we're about to talk about.
Talk about being unemotional driving. That's a totally different story, though.
Dude, these guys, so here's the setup for why I am deciding in the midst of football season to talk NASCAR for just a minute, aside from the fact that we're in NASCAR country, y'all. So, yesterday... The lady friend says, hey, can we go out and go Halloween decoration shopping? And Rob Brown, big fan of spooky season, said, yeah, we got like 3 hours till kickoff. Let's go. So we did. We bought a 12-foot tall skeleton that now towers over our house. It's awesome. Big fan. Got LED eyes. He like looks around. It's very cool.
Could you get like Marco downstairs to come to your house to just stand next to it so I can really gauge how tall it
is?
Dude,
he's literally twice as tall as me. With his little stand, he's literally two of me. It's great. And on top of that, once we got that, she then committed and told me that what I am allowed to do next, great one, is buy themed outfits for our 12th team so I can just put them back up for different holidays. As soon as it's over, I'm putting a Santa outfit on them for Christmas.
Now, come on.
Can't wait.
That's going to be creepy.
It's going to be awesome. Can't wait.
You can say you're celebrating Reb 1. Have you seen the previews for that?
I have, and I'm so excited. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, we went out, we did our Halloween decoration shopping, and then she said, do you want to go to the bar and watch some football? And I said, yeah, we did. So we went to the bar, we watched some football, and while we were watching some football, the race started. And we were done at that point. And she said, hey, let's go back to the house. We can start putting up the decorations, and you can put some sports on the TV. And I went, that sounds lovely. Let's do that. So we went home and we put some sports on the TV while we were decorating for the spooky season. And when we got to a football commercial, I flipped over because the boys were racing at Talladega. So I put it on, and I watched as the boys racing at Talladega. We're doing left-hand turns, as they do in NASCAR. Four wide, five deep. There were 20 cars in a rectangle. It looked like the dadgum Blue Angels, man. It was incredible. Now.
Yeah, I mean, during the show, it popped up on my X feed, and I'm just watching them.
Like, it's nuts.
Okay, when does the accident happen? Because that's amazing how they could stay that close at the same speed and go around. It's wild to watch.
It is. They look like the Blue Angels. Now, that's a good thing for a while. Then it just kind of gets boring. Because then it's just circles. Granted, there are circles at 207 miles an hour. There are circles with quite literally inches between driver to driver, one next to the other. It is impressive, and you would be wrong to say that it is not. It is impressive. However, it got a little boring. And now there are some folks speaking out about it, because what happened is they ran this way for so long. Because once you're four wide, five deep, as Lonzo just accurately pointed out, you can't do anything. The guys in the front row can't move up or down the track. There's no more track to move on. Anywhere behind them, you can't go anywhere. You can't fall back to try to get out of the action. There's a stack full of cars behind you. If you're in the middle, could you imagine, Lonzo, being inside lane three rows back of a 20-car pack at 207 miles an hour with 6 inches between the next car in any given direction? That's got to be the most nerve-damn-racking thing in the world.
Happens every morning on I-85.
All right, that's fair.
Never
that's
ends fair. Well for somebody, though.
That's fair. The point here is, it kind of got a little boring, and you can't go win the race. All you can do at that point is hope that when the big one inevitably happens, that it doesn't get you. That's literally all you can do, is hope that it doesn't get you. Well, at the end of this race, there was a 27-car pileup. It took them 90 minutes to clean the track up and to finish. 90 minutes. Can you imagine going to a football game and something happens and you have to wait 90 minutes for the next play? And that's what happened. Well, I got some comments for you. First off, what happened? Joey Logano had something to say about it.
So that guy in the left lane on 385 who's boxing everybody so no one can get around.
God, that guy's the worst.
It's not his fault.
That's the worst.
Because I think it's his fault.
So here's the thing, right? When you that's kind of what Logano is saying here, if you want to translate it to terms that you being the royal, you would understand here. If you've ever been in a spot where you're behind a rolling roadblock, right? You get that dude in the left lane and the right lane who are doing the same speed. And they just want, neither one of them will move. Neither of them will slow up. Neither will slow down. That's what Joey Logano is saying here. On these super speedway tracks, they have created these cars with so much drag and made them to where you can't really tinker to get more or less out of them. You end up with this box set where you got four guys up across the front who are all doing the same speed because that's all the car's capable of. And they end up four wide. Well, guess what? Everybody behind them, same car, same speed. So you get everybody rolling in that spot. And the problem is you're not racing anymore. You're just turning circles. You can't move up. You can't move back. You can't try a new lane. You can't try to push somebody. You can't try to reel somebody in. All you can do is drive circles until you get late in the race. And then somebody's got to do something stupid because you have two options. Do nothing or do something stupid. And it's like, you know, every action movie, you get to the end of the movie where it looks like the bad guy's back's against the wall and there's nothing left. And the good guy looks and he goes, I'm going to do something dumb. And then they do something dumb, but because it's an action movie, it works out. It's that, except for in NASCAR, all that happens is you have a 27-car pileup. Ryan Blaney. It was Alex Bowman who did the dumb thing at the end of the race that caused this. Ryan Blaney wasn't happy. He wrecked the out of me. I don't know what he was thinking. I know what he was thinking. This is the problem. And Blaney's not going to say it because he's mad he got knocked out of the race. But here's the problem. There's nothing else that he can do. He has two options. Do nothing and lose. Or do something stupid. flip a coin, hope it works out, and maybe you get there, or finish so far in the back that you might as well DNF, right? Like, that's all this was. Do something dumb, or do nothing at all. Bowman tried to do something dumb. He ended up wrecking out half the field, 90 minutes clean up later, but here's the other. What was his other option? Finish in 27th place? You gotta try something. And that's what this comes down to. Now, here's Chris Gabehart. He's the crew chief for the 11. It's a long clip. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but you'll get the point of it. All right, I'm going to stop it right there because he goes on. Basically says, look, if you want racing to be racing and not just turn in circles until somebody does something done, you got to fix it. And the answer is lift the drag off the car. Make it to where the cars actually can be moved up and down and around the track so that guys are trying to get around each other. Otherwise, we're going to have what should have been one of the most electrifying races of the playoffs at a super speedway. It was boring. It was boring until late in the race with a 27-car pileup. Fix the cars so that we're actually racing and not just turning circles until somebody crashes. It's a real easy fix, NASCAR. Do it. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, wrapping up the show. Final segment. You want to be a part of it? The Renewal by Anderson at the Carolinas Fan Phones open 844-326-3663. That's 844-FAN-FONE. You can also text us 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. And we will read your text on the air. Like the texter said, sir, commenting on the Chiefs opponent is disrespectful. I apologize. I've already doomed us all to a third Chiefs Super Bowl. Like, I've already doomed
this. I don't know how that's doom. I mean, it's never been done before, and you get to witness history. And you might actually get some emotion out of me if that happens.
Texter said, Rob, your mayo take is why our Chick-fil-A has Chick-fil-A sauce just walk out of our store daily. Hashtag addiction.
Way to go, Rob. Told you. That's why I'm distancing myself.
You know what? Chick-fil-A, I got to give him credit for it. You want to know what Chick-fil-A done did? That was the best move they've ever made. You can now buy bottles of Chick-fil-A sauce at the store. You can just buy a bottle of Chick-fil-A. Because I'm not gonna out her, but someone I know is a big fan of the CFA sauce and would absolutely always ask for extra. She never used the extra. She stashed it for later. Now you can just buy bottles of CFA sauce from the store. And that's the game changer. I'm telling you. The reality here is if you are out of my condiment of choice at the store and I can get it somewhere else, I'm getting it somewhere else. You can call it hashtag addiction all you want. I call it hashtag thriving, succeeding, adapting.
It's not real because you didn't go out and buy any and you don't have any in your fridge right now.
Today's grocery store day.
So, but see, this helps you though. This is proof that you're not addicted. Now that texter. That texted in about
never said I was addicted. I said I just really like it.
Yeah, well, no, you proselytize a great deal.
Proselytize.
And to the point where it's HR was almost notified. Because I'm starting to feel uncomfortable because worshiping mayonnaise is just weird, okay?
I can't wait for the email from HR downstairs that says, Rob, we need you to come down. Why? You like mayo too much. You like mayo so much, Lonzo's concerned about you.
Oh, dude, we could do a killer skit on that. We could. we got to do this.
Rob Brown here for Duke's Mayo. All right, let's get some other stuff.
Is that? Yeah, you're never.
That's my infomercial voice.
I was gonna say, good luck getting them to buy the show now.
Dukes, you are the unofficial official Mayo of the Rob Brown Show. I'm waiting for that sponsorship to come through. I'm waiting for it. Dukes, I will endorse you with a religious fervor just to make Lonzo uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can send you clips to prove it's already happened.
All right. Big stories from the weekend. Vandy knocks off Alabama, throws the entire college football world into game. Has any team, and I know it happens like once or twice a year, but has any team ever had the full support of America, great one, the way that Vandy did on Saturday night? Like, I was on every social media. I had 50 dudes that were live on Instagram and X talking Vandy football. My Twitter feed was nothing but hot Vandy takes. Like it was impressive.
I just want to. I seem to remember going, is that real? Live on the air, on a show that's not about sports, and going and mentioning that.
Because were you talking? Did it make the crossover to the Saturday Night Pulse?
Well, yeah, I believe so. And the Upstate Pulse, but that's fine. Well, it's okay. You've only been on the show like a couple of times, so maybe
that was also true.
Don't remember the name.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has.
It's about time.
Yeah, well,
it's about time.
I just want you to show up with a Nerf gun Saturday because I think that'll be hilarious. You don't have to do anything else.
I'm just going to wait outside till it's time and I'll kick the door open like Bruce Willis.
Yeah, just show up about 5 till 9, walk in, and just load your bullets. No, load your bullets. While we're doing the last section. Yes.
Everybody was a Vandy fan on Saturday night. It was great. And then everybody was an Arkansas fan. It was great.
We'll say except for Alabama fans.
They were not Vandy fans. By the way, I said this earlier. Because everybody was a Vandy fan, and because of how much we all, or at least I all, thoroughly enjoyed watching that game play out the way that that game played out.
Did the rabid Vandy fans jump online and go, we don't need your bandwagon?
Don't call it a comeback. No, I think they loved it. I think they embraced it. How often is Vandy the darling of college football? They are more often the butt of it. I want you to think about it this way. Anytime that you say so-and-so ain't playing so-and-so, who's the number one example of the team that we use?
It is
Vandy.
We know I am very anti-storm in the field. I was okay with that.
You are very anti-storm in the field.
I was okay with that because, I mean, that was unprecedented. It's never happened for Vandy ever, probably. So yeah, I mean, yeah.
By the way, I don't think I got to this early. There was a live microphone.
Are they going to have to now grease the poles in Vanderbilt so they make sure they don't do the Philadelphia treatment?
I hope so. There was a microphone in the locker room of Alabama after they lost to Vanderbilt. Live audio: Kalen DeBoer addressing the Alabama Crimson Tide after they lost to Vandy. Live listen to Kalen DeBoer addressing the Alabama Crimson Tide.
You know, I have forgotten that John Goodman was in that movie.
He was in that movie.
Yeah, until I just like, man, I know that. Oh, that's John Goodman.
I got to tell you, how hard he leans on the H in whipped is the best part of that clip. You just got your asses whipped.
Most realistic coach ever depicted in a movie.
Right? You know, I got to tell you, you know what we need to do one day? We need to power rank our movie football coaches. Mr. Coach Klein's got to be up on that list. Remember that time the Bourbon Dogs, the Mud Dogs came back and won a Bourbon Bowl?
It's your place and you can't even remember.
I know, I blew it. We might have to do that later this week. Power rank fictional football coaches.
Jimmy McGinty is way up there for me. If you know who that is, then you know.
Who else is Instabid?
He doesn't remember who that is.
I don't.
Replacements.
Ah! See, I...
And he's going to show up a couple times. How many times did Gene Hackman play a coach?
Hackman!
Also, Hoosiers, and I don't remember his name in Hoosiers.
Yeah, but we got to go football coach. Coaches?
You said coach. You didn't say football coaches.
Yeah, yeah. Power ranking fictional football coaches. And you know what I want? We should power rank them, and then we should also...
Danny O'Shea, man.
Danny O'Shea's a great one. Yes. The O'Shea brothers.
Yeah, it's more Danny. I mean, he took that ragtag to the guys and was able to beat them. Yeah.
Let's see here. This is what we're going to do later this week because I want to and I think it'll be fun.
I don't know about Herman Boone, man.
We're going to. Coach Boone? Coach Boone?
I'm acknowledging, since you won't acknowledge anything he puts on there.
I will acknowledge the nomination of one Herman Boone.
Okay. All right.
Coach Boone, let's power rank fictional football coaches.
Is this just depiction of coaches because there's been some real-life coaches depicted in films? Do those count?
No. Fiction. Got to be fiction. Not based on a real. Because obviously then Paul Bear Bryant from the Junction Boys goes right to the top, right? We're going fictional, exclusively fictional coaches. Can be based on, but cannot be a representation of. Fictional football coaches, and not only are we going to power rank them, but then we're going to pick which school they should go coach at and be successful.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
So present day?
Present day.
Present day.
Today, we're going to take all-time fictional coaches, but then we're going to decide where we would drop them in to win a national championship. Which school would you put them in charge of to win a natty? And we will include fictional NFL coaches. Where would we drop them into the college game?
Okay.
I feel like we're onto something here.
Yeah. If you remember to do it, I mean
that is fair.
Yeah, I mean if we're gonna do it,
that is fair.
You know, yeah, I guess that counts, Shane, for sure. I mean,
Eric to Friday Night Lights, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Where are we promoting him up to?
So, well, if we're gonna use Danny O'Shea, I mean that's Pee Wee. We got to go through high school, college, and pros.
You fumble the ball, my foot off into your John Brown hind parts, and then you will run a mile. What a moment, dude. That movie's so good. So there you have it. Start getting that ready. I think maybe Wednesday, maybe midweek. We got a little lull. Maybe midweek.
Okay.
On Wednesday, we power rank fictional football coaches and we assign them. Where are we putting John Goodman in Revenge of the Nerds? Where does he go? I think, do we?
Yeah, but that wasn't, I mean, he was a football coach, but they didn't lose in football, did they?
I don't care. I mean, he's still getting ranked. He was a football coach, but he's still getting ranked, right? Like, he was a football coach, even if we didn't see him coaching football. Coach Harris. I'm going to say, I mean, we got to drop him straight into Alabama right now today, right? Like, he's a Tide coach right now today.
See, I'm going to throw one in that, and I don't remember his name, but I'll look it up, from the movie Shocker. A coach willing to die because he won't. he won't accept the evil spirit to come into him to kill his star player. I mean, you know, you never saw Shocker, did you?
I sure did not, very clearly. I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a good movie. It really is. At least I thought it was a good movie.
Hackman!
All right, time for What the X, we're asked. Rob, what the X is going on? The first thing that's Xing is Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson ain't playing no more? Or is Russell Wilson playing some more?
Well, a lot of people are projecting that he's going to start next week.
I done told you.
Yeah, but...
I done told you.
Projecting and
Justin
guessing
Fields,
and all that kind of stuff.
Justin Fields.
Does Russell Wilson win that game last night? No, he does not.
I think Russell Wilson gives you a better chance of winning that game last night than Justin Fields does.
Nah.
I do. 15 of 27, 131. Did have two tutties in there. But Justin Fields has been okay.
Really?
He's been okay.
He was undefeated until last night.
Undefeated does not, just like we talked about earlier, being undefeated does not mean that you are a good or a bad football team. It just means you're undefeated, right? Like, I think Russell Wilson gives you a better chance to win that game last night than... there's no reason Pittsburgh loses to Dallas last night. Dallas was not anywhere close to on their game last night.
So was it coaching?
I think partially, but I also, again, I...
Or was it the defense giving up that touchdown?
I think it's... I think there's plenty of blame to go around. I think Justin Fields was okay. I think Mike Tomlin is not playing with the full deck right now, and I think the defense didn't clutch.
Wait. You're talking about players. You're not talking about it like he's crazy.
Correct. Yes. Let me be clear. Okay. I'm not saying Mike Tomlin is dumb.
Dude, you just realized...
Man's gone 17 years without a losing season. Just, I think he's okay.
You just realized how you said that.
Yeah, I knew. It's okay. Fine.
All right. The next thing is X-ing is Gunther.
Gunther. I have not watched Bad Blood. I started watching it this morning, then I had to upload a bunch of clips to it. I heard someone... catch me up, and I'm fine with spoiler alerts here. Triple H introduced a crown jewel belt.
Yeah, but that's not why he's trending. So the crown jewel belt will be the two champs fighting each other, men and women, and they will get the crown jewel belt.
The two men of the two shows fighting, the two women of the two shows fighting, the men's champ and the women's champ fighting each other,
Would still be interesting. And I'm not sure who would win.
Not in Saudi Arabia, they wouldn't go for that.
Yeah, especially, I mean,
they wouldn't go for that.
Nia Jax might be able to beat the other two. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. That's not what it is.
I swear to you, if you tell me Goldberg's fighting Gunther, I'm going to flip this table.
See, you've seen something.
I assumed it was a joke.
Oh, he called Goldberg out. And when I saw it, I'm like, oh, Rob's going to love this. He just did the same thing to Bret Hart But Bret Hart didn't get in the ring like Goldberg did. Here's the thing. Saudi Arabia really loves Goldberg. As many times as he screwed up over there, the money wants Goldberg. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, though.
Remember last week?
It can't happen if they're going to do the championship thing. Unless Gunther loses the championship.
Yes, because they definitely won't have a guy fight twice in one night.
No, not friend of the show, Gunther. They would never do that.
Yeah, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, last week I told you, and some of y'all got mad at me when I said the golden rule is not treat each other as you would wish to be treated. The golden rule is he who hath the gold maketh the rules. If you would like any of your favorite wrestlers to become the champion, it's very simply just give Hunter $10 billion and you can fantasy book to your little heart's content.
It's not really Hunter, it's TKO.
You get it. I mean, you know,
the guys, the powers that be. All right, the next thing is Xing is Ryan Day.
Ohio State won by a bunch of points over Iowa. What are we mad about Ryan
All right,
Day today?
From what I can tell, Ryan Day is Xing because he didn't lose to an unranked team.
I mean, in fairness, which a lot of people did.
That was the thing. When does he lose to an unranked team? He just loses to Michigan, unfortunately. And Michigan won the national championship last year. So, I mean, there's that, as painful as that was for me to say. And the last thing, just because I want to say this, Merchant of Death is trending.
I saw that trending earlier. What is this?
All right, so the Merchant of Death was exchanged for Brittany Griner. He just sold like 10,000 guns or something to the Houthis. So good move there.
Politics. We don't do politics on this show, Lonzo.
I know, but
we're above that.
I never had a chance to say Merchant of Death before.
That's a good title. Like, that might be my next D&D character. It's the Merchant of Death. A man has no name. He is only the Merchant of Death. All right, that's it for us. Y'all have a great rest of your day. When we come back tomorrow, we'll dive a little bit further into the X's and O's of South Carolina's loss to Ole Miss and Clemson win over Florida State, as well as the Panthers' L against the Bears. That's all coming up when we come back tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.